Good afternoon, Chevra. A lot to talk about, not a lot of time to talk about it during. So, let's just finish up the thing that we started yesterday, and then we'll get to the main event. Yesterday, we stopped in the middle of, well, two things. First of all, we asked if Maran always says, according to Maran in Shulchan Aruch, anytime he mentions Tzedek Kochavim, that's a reference to Rebbeinu Tam. So how come, if we're going Maran, how come we don't wait until Tzedek Kochavim should Rebbeinu Tam to light Nerot Chanukah? Two answers. Number one is, what did we say yesterday? Doing so would sacrifice
the
Rambam's half hour. Yeah. Remember, we know, best case scenario, L'chatechila mitzvah min ha-mufchar is to light at Tzedek Kochavim. You didn't light at Tzedek Kochavim, the Rambam says you have half hour afterwards to light and then no more. Maran doesn't hold like that Rambam. Rov HaPoskim argue on the Rambam and they say you can light all night long. It's with the Avad. Again, not the best case scenario, but it's Mutar. Yeah? So now, the Rambam, most Poskim hold the Rambam, does not hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, were we to wait to light Nerot Chanukah, Kedat Maran Mamash, which is Kedat Rabbeinu Tam, we would have lost what?
Rambam.
Adopting the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam, but losing the Ikar HaDin of the Rambam, which is not so Gishmak. That's one reason. Reason number two is because we don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Very simple. We don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We hold like the Geonim. We are machmir for certain things like Rabbeinu Tam. Like Mitzai Shabbat for some people. But that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah. For instance, according to us, the biggest nafkamina, Maran Zichron Vecha talks about this in Yabi Omer Chelek Bet, Ora Chaim Siman Kaf Alif. Also, in Yabi Omer Chelek Zayin, Siman Mem Zayin, with regards to Mila. He speaks about the fact, he says, let's say a baby is born 20 minutes after Shkiah. Bilin Shabbat. When's his Mila? When's the Mila? 20 minutes after Shkia, Bilin Shabbat. When's the Mila? Shabbat. According to everybody? According to the Geonim, Tzedek Kochavim, Shabbat. Do the Mila B'Shabbat. According to Maran, according to Maran and the Ramba, and the Rabbeinu Tam, 20 minutes after Shkia is Yom Gamur, Yom Vadai, which means the Mila is supposed to be on Friday, which means that if you do it on Shabbat, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Maran, Chilul Shabbat, Chayav Skila. We're not concerned. We say, do the Mila B'Shabbat, Halacha, Kedat HaGeonim. Many such applications, which means Rabbeinu Tam in this area is not Halacha. It is Chumrah. Halacha is Kedat HaMinhag. Minhag is Kovei Halacha. Minhag Midore Dorot. Dore Dorot is Kedat HaGeonim. That's what I told you. A person does Melacha 30 minutes, 40 minutes after Shkia, Motzai Shabbat. Mechalen Shabbatu?
No.
What Rabbeinu Tam call him?
Mechalen Shabbat.
Mechalen Shabbat. But we don't call him. A person who does Melacha. Belen Shabbat. Half an hour after Shkia, what do you call him?
Mechalel Shabbat.
Hi, is Mechalel Shabbat. According to Rabbeinu Tamma.
No.
Go for it. You see that the minhag is kovei halacha. The minhag midore dorot is kedat hageonim. Now, that's the second answer. Now, let's go back to this. I actually saw every Wednesday they send out, I don't know if you know, every Motzai Shabbat, a gaon of Meir Mazuz, the Shiva Kisra Hamim, he gives a famous shiur. There's two very famous and important shiurim in Eretz Yisrael Motzai Shabbat. One is a gaon of Yitzhak Yosef in Yazdim, and one is a gaon of Mazuz in Bnei Brak in his shul next to Kisra Hamim. So they send out each one, they have like a transcription. They transcribe their shiurim into like a, alon, like a parsha paper. See, there's so many parsha papers in Amazon today, but each one has their own parsha paper. Magnificent. Whoever does a beautiful job. So I enjoy very much both of them, but especially Rav Mazuz's shiurim. So I saw in this past Motzai Shabbat shiur, which I got the, I like to read it on the spot. So I got the, the email of it, of the transcription this morning, and I read the whole thing. So he actually spoke about the point that I asked yesterday, and he said exactly like I said. I was very happy. I asked, what do you do? Remember what I asked you? What do you do with a kid, Sephardi kid, who he's jealous of his classmates? He sees all of his Ashkenazi classmates, they're all going to light, Vizeosim, Rash Gador. Minhag Ashkenazim, right? That's what they do. By Sephardim, we don't do that. By Sephardim, Afuch. The Minhag is to do what? Only one Chanukah per household, and that is the epitome of the Pirsum Nisa. Now, what happens if the kid wants to do? He says, no, Abba, I want to light also.
He's ruining the father's Pirsum Nisa.
So he said yesterday he's ruining the father's Pirsum Nisa, but the kid says, I don't care. I want to light. Matase. You get into a fight with the kid, or you tell me, let's fight them. What do you tell him? Forget about the bracha. The bracha would be bracha levatala, blishum safek. The shayla is, what about lighting at all? It doesn't matter what other people think. It's my Pirsum Nisa, my halacha. I hold kedat maram. You kid, you're messing it up for me. Manase. That's a shayla. Let him do. Now listen.
No, don't let it.
Obviously. You don't turn anybody off from Judaism, right? Everybody knows in this generation, raising wholesome Jewish from kids in this generation is not a granted, is not a given. You know what I'm saying? If a kid shows interest in doing any mitzvah, ten more. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about halachically. So Rav Mazuz says a very interesting thing. He says, what I was thinking, he says, if you're lighting outside or at the window, so it's best not to let him. Ask him, he says, you know what, you want a light? Light on the table. Light in the kitchen. Certainly don't make a bracha, because bracha is bracha v'tera mamash. Because the Baal HaBayit makes a bracha and that's it. You want a light? Light. But somewhere where it's not going to, where it's not going to confuse the person himself. Light in the kitchen, light in the dining room, light in the zinah, not in the window. Let's say the kid says, no, I want a light, and I want a light in the window. Like you, like my Ashkenazi friends. Mana ase? Even though he's right, he didn't talk about it. But I would say, logic dictates, obviously, you have to, if the kid's ben Torah, then Chachamim say, Vajon, takshiv. Say, hey, say, Gushkon? Takshiv. Say, Baba, listen. This is not our minhag. It's going to disturb you. If the kid is ben Torah, then Chachamim says, oh, Abba, Toda, thank you for telling me. And then walks off, Tov, Matom Manaim. If the kid's not like, he says, Shkoyech, but I still want the light. Tenlo. You know it's tenlo?
Give it.
Let him do it. Yeah.
Nowadays, it's not like menorahs, candles stacked together.
Filtered?
Yeah. Nowadays, everyone has their own menorah. If you look through someone's window and you see two menorahs, you're not going to think, oh, you're not going to say, what night is it? You're going to know what night is it.
That's if you're up close. What if you're not up close?
So it's still pretty obvious. You see three candles here, then far, three candles here.
If you're far,
see it's six.
Yeah, if you're pretty, depends how close you are. If you're far, then you just see, the further you are, the closer they look. Yeah, so that could distort the person. You know what I'm saying? It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of Judaism if you let him light his own Hanukkah. Big deal. Yeah. Not big deal, but you know what I mean? Yeah.
Can't include this
No.
Because one day he's going to be about
to buy it. If he's a little kid, that's a different story. But if he's already beginning chinuch, you tell him, Abba makes a bracha. Part of chinuch is not only teaching him about the mitzvot, but it's teaching him the right halacha, teaching him the right minhagim. You know what I'm saying?
Why would it disappoint
So again, depends on the kid. Depends on the. Sometimes the kid will be mekabel tachinuch. Sometimes he won't. Sometimes he's too young to understand. He comes home from school, he made a menorah, or all his friends are lighting, and he feels jealous, miskin, mayase. Now.
So how about talit katan for kids under bar mitzvah that either way don't wear a talit gadol? Like, don't we say that for chinuch purposes that they...
What's the problem? To wear a talit katan mitzuyan.
No, as in, wrong that they should make a bracha on it? That was under...
That you should make a bracha. Teach them, yeah. In school they make a... Still, most times you can't make a bracha on talit katan anyway. That's a different shiur. Talit gadol. No, talit gadol you can always make a bracha. But talit katan usually doesn't have the shiur, so therefore that's a totally different thing. We'll talk about talit katan. I have a lot of things on the agenda. I owe you for yashan. I owe you dinei mamonot, choshen mishpat. I owe you a bunch of stuff. Remind me that. Now listen carefully. This is very important. This is the feature presentation for today, which is what everyone's asking. Okay. Sephardi yeshiva boys in yeshiva or college or both or dorm or army or anywhere else, whether it's a Sephardi yeshiva or an Ashkenazi yeshiva or anything, or Temani or Hasidish, the shaila is, you ever heard of a Sephardi boy going to Hasidic yeshiva? I never heard of that. Not yet. Could be. Anyway. Yeah.
My preschool.
Oh, you want to Hasidic preschool?
Chabad preschool.
Okay, say that. Huh? So what's the halacha? A lot of you are going home for Adlakat HaNerot. A lot of you won't. The shaila is, what is a yeshiva boy here or in Eretz Yisrael? This time zone or another time zone? Boy, girl, doesn't make a difference. It's a tremendous sheila. There are multiple tshuvot about it in Divrei Poskim. Most famously, Maran Zichrono Livracha has a tshuva about it in Yochaveh Da'at. He repeats it in Chazon Ovadia Chanukah. I'm going to cut to the chase. He brings the ra'aya. The Gemara says Meforash. Masechet Shabbat Daf Kav Gimel. Gemara says Rabbi Zera, one of the Gedolei Amoraim. He got married. And when he got married, you know the minhag among Chachmei Yisrael at the time is even after they got married, they took extended leaves of absences from the house. You know that. They went to learn in yeshiva. Yeah. Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim. Daf Nun. What does it talk about? Who's the most famous person who took the longest leave of absence?
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva. For 24 years. Shkoyes. Akiba. Yeah. In Talmud Bavli, Akiva is with an Aleph. Talmud Yerushalmi, it's spelled, Akiva is spelled with a He. Know that? It's very interesting. We can talk about that a different time. Why it's like that. Yeah? Which is the more correct? If you have a guy whose name is Akiva, how does he spell his name? How should he spell his name? On a ketubah? On a get? What's the proper thing? Ayene ben Aizer, Siman Kuf Chavtet, the Bash has a whole write-up on this thing, Akiva. Yeah? What about Pinchas? Ein Yod, Bli Yod. What do you do? Sometimes written like this, sometimes written like that. Matase, Sharefa. Yeah? So, anyway.
Is there a verse that again should
garnished. That's garnished. Yeah? We determine names by Kvale Halacha. There are halachot of names. If you want to look about all the halachot of names that you need to know, both for Ketubah and for Get Chas Shalom Bar Minan, even Aizah Siman Kuf Chav Tet, 129. Shama Akor. Now.
George,
yeah, he talks about that too. Ovadia, how do you spell Ovadia? With a vav or without a vav? In the Ketuvim, you know how it's spelled? Without a vav. Last week's Haftarah, remember, right? Chazon, Ovadia, last week's Haftarah. If you look in the Ketuvim, it's spelled Ovadia. Without a vav. As Ma'im vav or bli vav. Look at Maran Zichrono Livracha's signature. How does he sign his name?
With a vav.
With. But in the Ketuvim, it's without. Echo asadzi.
Well, this would also be. Well, this would also be.
You shall listen alacha malaso. Yeah.
How anyway. About like David Melach, with the yud or without the yud?
Nachon. Okay. There's only a few places in Tanakh where David is spelled with the yud. Yaakov. Yaakov is spelled with a vav in Tanakh only 5 times. Most times it's without, but sometimes with a vav. So what do you do? That's a different story. Now, watch this. For Bachurim, we learn from Rabbi Zera, who was married, he went to light. The Gemara says, wherever he was, he did not join together with his host, wherever he was staying, because he was somech on his wife's lighting at home, and that was motzioto bechol makom shu, wherever he was. He was still in Bavel at the time, by the way, Rabbi Zera famously, the Gemara tells us at the end of Masechet Ketubot, he grew up in Bavel, but what did he do? He moved to Eretz Yisrael. Remember? Remember such a Gemara? And he didn't want to meet Rav Yehuda because Rav Yehuda held it was asur to move from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And he fasted 40 days in order to be able to forget Kol Torat Bavel, the Gemara says. He wanted to forget all of the Torah he learned in Bavel so he could start a clean slate with Torat Eretz Yisrael. Gemara, Ketubot, yeah? Kofiyod Amud Bet. Now, the Gemara says, watch this. So Rabbi Zera didn't, he wasn't mishtatef, he didn't light nothing. What do you see from the Gemara? Gemara says clearly that if somebody is lighting for you at home, in his case, it happened to have been his wife. But anybody who's mechuyav in the hadlaka, because by hadlakat ner chanukah, the mitzvah is ner yishuveto, for the person in his household. If you're not in your household, but somebody else is, somebody else can be motziyu. Now, so, let's get something straight. If you're not home, but somebody else is, whether it's your father, your mother, whoever is part of the household in lighting, which in general is going to be your father, la'alacha u'ma'aseh, da'at Maran Zichrono Livracha, based on Maran HaShulchan Aruch, in Siman, Itab, Resh, Ayin, Zayin, Maran says, la'alacha is you do not need to light Nerot Chanukah where you are. You are still, even when you are a yeshiva bachur, la'alacha is you are still migrar after your house. Yeshiva is a place where you are lodging. It's not your permanent residence. Chamin Tzion actually brings a nice ra'ayah for this. Lavdil Elif Alfei Avdalot, he says, how do I know that yeshiva is not a person's full residence? How do I know that his house is? Chas v'shalom, a guy gets sick. Where's he going? Not just like a cold or whatever. Chas v'shalom, something more serious about
hospital? Him.
No, but to recuperate, where's he going? He's going home. Home is home. Home is a place where you go for the chagim. Home is a place, Shabbatot, whatever, chagim, sick. you know, whenever there's, you go home, that's your house. Ben Azman and Yafet. So he says, that's your house, and you're still nigrar, you are still, until you move out, which is a different story, you're still nigrar, you're still considered part of your house with regards to that. Now, he says, so therefore he says, not only that, you do not need to be mishtatef bifritay, which means you don't need to give, many people say, I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to go to my Ashkenazi friend, give him a few prutot, you know, to be mishtatef with his adlaka. You don't need to do that. You only need to do that when you're living together, when nobody's lighting for you at home. But if somebody's lighting for you at home, there's absolutely no reason to do that. It's a waste of a pruta. Give it to tzedakah. You don't have to do that. You see what I'm saying? In sorish. Now, what if you want to light? Is there any surah for you to light? You want to light? Go ahead. That's fine. You don't need to. What about bracha? Bracha bevadai, says Maran Tuchel Rahabi, stay very, very far away. And I'm talking about only for, kamuvan, bachurim sfaradim, ashkenazim, it goes without saying, that anyways they have the minhag that each one lights for themselves. So, when he's here, he lights over here, said that that's bachurim ashkenazim. For bachurim sfaradim, there's absolutely zero chiyuv to do your own adlaka. And if you want to do your own adlaka, says Maran Tuchel Bracha, do not make a bracha, because it is safek gadol shel bracha levatala. So be very, very careful. There's no need. Yeah, go ahead.
Question.
Yeah.
What if you're in Israel?
Oh, good, good, yeah, good, good, good. Okay, next.
Let's say you know that, like, your family.
I know. I'm just trying to save time. Go ahead.
If you know that your family's gonna light later in the nighttime.
Okay.
Should you light
no.
yourself?
No. No need. Listen carefully. Question number one I already had is when you're in Israel, everybody knows the famous Chazon Ovadia in Chanukah, Amud Kuf Nun, right? That's what you're referring to. Maran Tuchel Bracha says over there, he writes Meforash that he. Al Zom Dabe. Kof. Kof, not Kuf. Kuf the Taos. Yeah? Kof. The letter is named after the animal. Or maybe the animal is named. It's like, why is it Kuf? Why is it the letter Kuf called Kuf? Because what does it resemble? It's bent over like a monkey. With the tail. Now, you never thought of it, huh?
Everything has a reason.
Shtabach Shemo. Everything. Yeah? Now, he says, so over here, over there in Chazon Ovadia writes Meforash, that, let's say the Bachur is in Israel. Seminary, the same, by the way, the same thing applies for yeshiva boys, seminary girls, atodavah. Now, let's say a guy's in Israel, and his parents are in America, 7 hours behind. Now, you know for sure that at the time that you want to light, there's no way that your father lit yet. Why?
The time zone.
It's not even this man. It's not even close to this man. Over there, says Maran Zechom Racha, once again, you're still patur. You're still patur. But if you want to light, you may. And not only that, Maran Zechom Racha says a chidush, that if you want to make a bracha in that situation, mutar. Zil. Yalkut Yosef is even more Mekeli. Sounds like maybe it's something you should do. But again, Maran Zohar says you don't have to. If you want to, okay, fine. But if you're in the same time zone, nothing doing. Even if you know he didn't light yet, but you're still in the same time zone, Maran Zohar does not allow for lighting with the Baracha over there, even though you know that he didn't light. You call your father, right? You're standing right here, same time zone, same everything. You call your father, Abba, did you light yet? No. You still can't light with the bracha. Maran Tuchel Bracha only said it when it's in a different time zone and the Zman's not even here. But once you're in the same Zman and the Zman has arrived, even though you know he hasn't lit yet, the halacha is that you can't light with the bracha.
It's 3 hours difference, okay? It's like 3 hours?
As long as it's not the Zman. Meaning, let's say you're in Israel and they're in England. I think England is like 3 hours behind.
You're in LA.
You're in LA, yeah? So it's not the Zman. Over here when the Zman for Adlaka is, LA is 3 hours back, it's not the Zman for Adlaka yet. It's still, what time is it now? Now it's 3, so over there it's 12. Yeah, it's not the Zman for Adlaka. Now, listen carefully.
What if they're in Israel and we're here?
Meaning if, let's say you live in Israel.
They did already.
Yeah. So you're bevaday asur. Bevaday you're yotze already and it's asur to make a bracha. You're yotze.
Even though the night didn't kick in?
Doesn't matter. You are nigrar after your house. Let me tell you even more. Maran Zechom Racha says, what happens if you're in Israel? Your parents live here. Now, Be'etzim, I don't have to do anything here. Here's a big question. When's the latest time, latest, Ikar Adin, latest time that I could light? Alot HaShachar. Right before Alot HaShachar, yeah? Alot HaShachar nowadays is about 6 a.m. Let me ask you a question, yeah? Let me give you a crazy case. Let's say I'm a father, I am, but let's say I had a boy in yeshiva in Israel, okay? He's not lighting because he's being somech on my lighting at home. Okay? Let's say I went to a wedding or something crazy. I came home right before Alot HaShachar, 5:30 in the morning, and I lit them. At 5:30 in the morning over here, what time is it in Israel? 12:30 p.m. If I lit a little bit before 6 a.m., it's almost 1 p.m. over there. Is he still in the Zman of the Adlakah?
No.
It's already the next day. The Zman Adlakah is gone. Is he still Yotze then? Bevadai. Why? Because the mitzvah is not on him and his time zone. The mitzvah is on what?
The household.
His house, on his household. He's part of that household. The mitzvah is nigrar after that. And therefore, he didn't do anything. He didn't lie. I'll tell you the truth. In yeshiva, I didn't used to lie. Because I didn't... Sometimes it's part of the hak. Sometimes people, not only for the mitzvah, the hak, you go and you buy and you fill and you say, you know. Very. I didn't used to do the hak. They used to have a break in second seder. By the way, I don't know what they do here, but different yeshivas have different policies. Some wait. Huh? So I'm saying in that's what they do maybe over here in Aruch Chaim. They wait until the end, the second seder, for everybody to go. Different yeshivas have different shitot. It's okay. That's fine. But whatever it is, I didn't used to like it. I used to go with the guys. They used to, you know, give some ganiot and sing and dance a little bit, whatever. So I used to participate in that, but not in the lighting. I didn't need to. My father was lighting zone. Come on. You don't have to do it. Who wanted to ask? I want to ask something. Yeah.
People didn't say you light before you came. Are you lighting the bracha?
Where? In Israel?
Oh, even here. Let's see. I'm here. My family's been lighting another 2 hours.
You can't light with the bracha. Because you're still in the same time zone. Right now is the Zman of the Adlakah for all of you.
But they didn't light yet.
It doesn't matter. That's not the only variable. Another variable is that you're in the same time zone, you're in the same Zman, even though they didn't light yet, but they're still Chayav Adlakah now. And therefore what? You still can't make a bracha. Maran Zechon Bracha only gave that heter, even though it's not a chiyuv, it's only a heter, only when you're in different time zones. The Bachar is in Israel, parents are here, which means the Zman didn't kick in yet. Verstehst?
Right now the Zman didn't kick in, but eventually...
Oh, so then you have a problem. Be'emet kacha. If you're in Israel and you didn't light yet, now in Israel you're waiting until 3 in the morning to light. Now you want to light. Hello, Baba. Maybe your father lit already. Over there you shouldn't light with the bracha. Maran Zechon Bracha only said when you're trying to light at the proper Zman in Israel, meaning right in the beginning, when in America it's bichlal, in the middle of the afternoon, over there you should makum le'akin. Otherwise, don't play games. Shemata, safek bracha levatala. No jokes. Okay, Rabbi Tar, we're going to stop it here. I understand that tonight Rabbi Mansur is going to be here. Once again, send my warmest regards. And so we won't meet tonight. We'll meet tomorrow during lunch, Mezat Hashem. Yom Tov, Hatzlacha Rabbah. I did. Yesterday, yeah.